Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice weekly talk show with the Misfits of Gold. I'm running a little bit behind, so let's go ahead and try to get them on the line. Busy day, y'all.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was running a little bit behind, but we're live. Welcome to my program, MF Beck and Travis Highland. What's happening, fellas?
Yo. What's up, my brother?
It's good just to be us three for one week, you know?
I dig it. Sometimes you got to pay triple for that.
Right. I tell you what, you know, things are changing. But, you know, I kind of want to start today's show off on, you know, the mass shootings. You know, social media creates such an atmosphere, a smokescreen for the government. It's tremendous because they put something out there. It goes viral. But in reality, when you sit back and you think about it, what aren't people talking about anymore? They're not talking about Hillary Clinton. They're not talking about the Mueller report. There's several other issues that are on the plate that were very relevant and gaining aspect worldwide, but now aren't on the plate anymore. With that being said, I'm going to throw the mic to you, Travis Highland. What are your thoughts on the smoke screens?
Man, it's surely convenient. You know, it's real convenient that all of Hillary Clinton's emails that were hacked from her a whole shit ton of them got released the other day, and then 2 days later, you know, you see just exactly like you're saying, you know, nobody's talking about Jeffrey Epstein anymore. Now they've turned it and they've spun it. I listened to that show, The Conspiracy Farm, the live stream you sent me the other day with our boys Jeffrey Wilson and Pat Militich. And I mean,
right.
You know,
right.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, Pat Militich is spot on with all this shit. And, like, you're seeing it everywhere now where it's being painted as, you know, gun control, white supremacy, and you know, the new one that they're bringing out is just, you know, toxic masculinity. When it's like you see all of these 18 and 19-year-old kids who have been on pharmaceutical drugs since the time they were fucking 6 years old, just on Ritalin and fucking Adderall and SSRIs. And, you know, there's nothing about any of, you know, what we're seeing with these, you know, last three particular mass shootings, you know, they are the epitome of what is anti-masculine. You know, they're not disciplined, they're not strong, you know, and yet they're still painting it as the fact that, you know, I find it so weird as much of the gender politics as they play in identifying as whatever you are. And it's like now they're trying to put that on to toxic masculinity, when it's the absolute, you know, opposite of what's going on. You know, what we're seeing now is kids who have been on pharmaceutical drugs their entire fucking lives, and now they're growing into men, and, you know, we're seeing the results of what happens when you put somebody on different kinds of amphetamines from the time that they're 6 until the time that they're 18 or 19, you know, and like MF brought up the other day that was, you know, shocking to me, but I found it to be, you know, so relevant. You know, look at all of these serial killers, and 95% of them were dressed up as the opposite gender as a child. You know, now mix that with fucking Ritalin and meth and antidepressants, At this point, it seems like it's being done purposefully to the youth of this country to make, you know, we don't like, or should I say that, you know, like the left, they don't like the idea of typical masculinity, you know, strong men who will fight back, who have morals, who have lines in the fucking sand, and who are not going to buy into the bullshit, you know. And so it's just, it's the media spinning things one way or the other like they always do. It's follow the money trail and, you know, you see where everything's coming from.
Yeah, before I toss the mic to UMF, you know, I just want to throw in something that a gentleman did a very fine documentary. I wouldn't say a documentary, but a snippet of a movie aspect, I guess you would say, of how life was back in the early days, talking about, you know, the only thing about we knew about Facebook was our face was in a book, or the only way we handled things was not with bullying over the internet, but we took each other out behind the building and beat the crap out of each other, and we drank, you know, sugar-filled pop, and we played outside until the porch lights came on, and, you know, those aspects of life are gone. We're never going to see them again, but I wanted to throw that in there because I think it's relevant that people see what the millennials have done to our society, or are allowing the government and other aspects to perplex into their daily lives. You know, I had a thought about Facebook coming back from a meeting today, and it was like, how can a person that has never met me, don't know my walk in life, doesn't know a fucking thing about me, ridicule me, spew hate about me? Why? Because he has a platform on social media. You know, so with that being said, if there wasn't a platform like this, half of the hate wouldn't be construed, and maybe things would be a lot better in life. But to the people that do talk shit to me on social media, realize this. Karma is real, and one day we will meet each other. And, you know, this isn't a promise, it isn't a threat, just a statement. I ain't no bitch. And I don't play that keyboard cowboy warrior shit. So until we meet, God bless you. MF, your thoughts on the question?
Well, don't church it up, dog, how you really feel. Well, dude, I don't know. I've been somewhat paying attention to this shit because it's all just getting redundant to this point, dude. I just feel like it's the way you talk about smoke screen, but I've been talking about this for a long time on this show. You know, like certain things that they're fucking doing, like everything with fucking Epstein and everything with Hillary Clinton, and all of a sudden a fucking shooter comes out, right? And the shooter got fucking popped in the same spot. Yeah, it's fucking sad that innocent civilians are fucking caught in the middle of all this fucking bullshit between the fucking government. You know, everybody's directing their fucking hate toward the gun. And I was just reading some shit this morning about that Del Paso shooter, right? Is that his mom, like, sent something to the fucking sheriff's station maybe like a month back, said that she was nervous about her son having a gun because of his, you know, who he was, his personality, this, like he really wasn't trained, and blah, 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 blah. So with that being said, you look at the three types of guys, like the pictures of the three last years, like you got the Garlic Festival, you got the Del Paso shooter, and what's the fucking other one?
Dayton, Ohio, excuse me.
All three of them look almost exactly the fucking same, dude. Like, how many lockers do you got to get stuffed in before you fucking go apeshit and decide that, you know, I'm going to take somebody out? But here's something about the fucking Del Paso shooter that I found that was interesting. I mean, yeah, they're all fucking white. Yeah, they were all some kind of pharmaceuticals. We already know that. Yes, I fucking get it. But he was actually not necessarily linked to Antifa, but he was definitely a Democrat supporter, like heavy, heavy Hillary Clinton, and a heavy Antifa supporter. So here's what I found interesting on that. So you have a complete fucking leftist kid, you know what I mean, and he's an Antifa supporter, right? Like, they're supposed to be against everything else, but people are claiming like he was chanting like racist shit, like fucking, you know, he's saying like all Mexicans should die, but yet this guy's so closely connected to Antifa. That's number one. Number two, you know, they're all about fucking gun ban, right? But yet this fucking leftist kid somehow had fucking, you know, what he had and went in and did what the fuck he did. So it's kind of confusing to me, but not necessarily. If you look at the situation, the smokescreen's fucking perfect. But really, who's paying these kids? Who's finding these kids? Who are giving these kids what they need and giving them the ability to do what the fuck they need to do? You know, but it's also at the same time, it's good propaganda. Because why? it teaches you that fucking all the crazy shooters are fucking white. You know, so it doesn't matter if gangbangers are shooting each other or if these people have funk and they're shooting each other. This is a crazy white kid doing mass shootings. Ah, okay. But didn't Chicago just the other weekend have like
75.
Fucking... Yeah,
75
in Chicago, dude, in the fucking, in a weekend. But it's like, because those are all separate incidents, it doesn't accumulate as a mass shooting. It's fucking ridiculous to me. It's like, let's blame the gun, let's blame fucking this particular person, let's blame this. It's like, everybody's falling into this fucking game. It's they're trying to get everybody to hate each other. They're trying to get everybody to fucking be divided by politics, by race, by money, by status. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, somebody is playing this fucking game. Like I said, like, the three shooters that just fucking happened, it's like, you think, like, Epstein happened? Okay, there's one shooting. The Clinton files getting released. That's one shooting. Now, I'm curious on what the third one was. That's actually, like, what's been fucking kind of, my mind's been wrapping around. Because every single time there's a shooting, it's the same thing that didn't happen in Vegas. What was going on right before that? Oh, the server fucking shit was going down. Oh, and building fires. Yeah, you know what I mean? And now fucking this fucking 50-something-year-old man is going to have this artillery of a fucking squad and this fucking strength to pull it off. You know, like they actually had in the fucking reports that when they walked in, like, the smoke was still so thick you couldn't really fully see what was happening in the room. You need to tell me that this 50-something-year-old, out-of-shape-ass motherfucker could handle all that heavy artillery, you know, and be able to hit accurate shots for fucking that
high. Our buddy Pat Miletic broke it down, man. But he's like...
Motherfucker, let me finish, dog. Let me finish. But then look at it. How the shootings fucking happened. All the kids look the fucking same. Everything looks the fucking same. Clearly somebody is fucking pulling strings to make all these fucking shootings happen. For more than just one fucking reason. It's a diversion. And it's also a fucking, what would you call it? A wedge. It's like a fucking spark. It's like something else to keep the fucking, the flame stand. Now, please. Sorry. Continue.
Well, let me just jump in before Travis says something real quick. You know, about Vegas. You know, people seem to forget about the video showing artillery fire from a helicopter from...
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
You know, people forget about that aspect of it. You know, people forget about the person on the 13th floor and, you know, other people saying that they've seen shooters on the ground. You know, it's the same with all these other mass shootings. You know, they say, oh, there's only one shooter, but people are claiming to see multiples. So, you know, when you look at it that way, it's purely a smokescreen. And before I hand it to Travis, I want to touch on one more thing. You know, I seen a post the other day that pissed me off that said all mass shooters are white, and it was posted by a black man. But then right after, immediately following that, I seen a video of nothing but black men saying they support Donald Trump, racist. So to clarify everything, you know. The Dems, all they have is the hate card, the race card. And that's the card that they're continuing to pull. You know, you mentioned it yourself, MF, that one of the mass shooters was correlated with Antifa. You know, who's to say, you know, hypothetically or whatever, because people will construe everything I say and turn it into something else, but who's to say the Democratic Party isn't behind these mass shootings to create more of a racial boundary between people.
Didn't they say that these kids were going in looking like they were trained, like they knew what the fuck they were doing? Like, that's what these the witnesses were saying. And then, like I was saying about the El Paso kid, his mom was afraid because his mom truly actually thought that her son was fucking ignorant when it comes to guns and didn't know how to handle himself with a gun. But people are describing, like, he walked in there like he had a purpose and knew what the fuck he was doing. So... if the mom was completely unaware that this kid had been trained somehow he was trained to go in there and take people out. Maybe it was the video games, whatever the fuck it was. Maybe it was the pharmaceuticals. Maybe it was the psychedelics he was fed. You never fucking know. Antipsychotics. You never fucking know. But point being, it's like, if a mother really didn't know that her son possessed those skills, how did he get those skills? When did he get those skills? And let alone that, it's like, it's one thing to do it in a game and all of a sudden, like, have, like, a real firearm in your hand. Two completely different fucking things. You know what I mean? Like, just because you're an ace shot in a fucking game, do you think you're going to pull that off with a firearm? Motherfucker's smoking better shit than I do. You know, but it's fucking wild. It's all being spun and everybody's being fed the same, a different propaganda from both sides, and all people are doing is sitting there arguing and bickering about shit.
I get it. Oh, I'm sorry. I had my finger over the mic because I had to cough. But I agree with you. Travis, what are your thoughts?
I mean, man, just, you know, to bring it back to that Vegas shooting, again, Pat Miletic, you know, who is a fucking the biggest badass veteran that you could actually have actually been in combat fucking situations and handled, you know, all this kind of shit. He did a great breakdown on you know, the Vegas shooting, and he was, you know, scientifically, I forget the name of the tendon that connects your pointer finger that goes all the way down your forearm and into your elbow, but he gave, like, a scientific breakdown. He's like, the amount of shots that were fired, and he's like, I, as a ex, you know, professional fighter, as a ex, you know, Marine who handled all of these weapons, he's like, there are tendons in your hand that are not going to be able to hold out for the, you know, half hour or whatever it was, you know, whatever the, however long it was in the Vegas shooting. And I mean, like, there are so many of these things that you start seeing just gigantic holes in different stories. I mean, you know, I'm sure everybody's seen the stuff floating around on Facebook where the picture they show you of the guy walking into Walmart. And that Walmart in particular, this is also key to note, that Walmart was a gun-free zone. So everybody's saying the stupid shit about, you know, Texas, and, oh, well, that'll show you that if Texas can't stop a shooter. Nope, that was a gun-free zone. One of the few gun-free zones in Texas because of the strip mall was at Walmart. So nobody in that Texas Walmart was armed. And, you know, then you get a kid walking in with earring protection and these glasses on with khaki pants, but yet we've all seen the picture where they posted on the news, and the dude outside is wearing slacks. I mean, you know, whatever, I prefer to call it the deep state, but they never expected, you know, to have the internet, you know. They never expected for all people to have the ability to record shit and the ability to go back and cross-check, you know, TiVo. Like, TiVo is fucking people with Even guys like Joe Biden, you know, people can go back and look at every, you know, a compilation of him doing weird shit and sniffing little kids for, you know, 35 years because we have the ability to rewatch all of his tape and this kind of shit, man. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like MF says, we're seeing both sides that are starting to fucking fall apart. And they understand that they can't, the monkey's already out of the bottle. They can't shut down the internet. So what do? You just flood it with as much propaganda and as much bullshit as you possibly can, get everybody fucking fighting. And it's like the new word that's been bandied about, you know, that I've been hearing all over the place now, which almost kind of seems like it's a psyop. But, you know, everybody's talking about the fact that we're now in what they're calling the Cold Civil War. And, it, you know, it won't be anything like before, but it's these algorithms like Facebook and like Instagram and Snapchat, you know, a lot of these algorithms are made to give people things that piss them off, to make people divide and get people to fight amongst each other. And it's like we are in so many little segmented groups. I just had a guy on Facebook, a friend I've had since sixth grade, delete me on Facebook the other day, Don. Because he posted a thing about Hillary Clinton and about how Hillary Clinton said that, you know, we need to step up on gun control or whatever. And I very respectfully asked, because it was a friend of mine, I said, well, how could you possibly support anything, any idea that Hillary Clinton has when 8 of her best friends are convicted pedophiles? John Podesta, Anthony Weiner, fucking Keith Raniere, you know, nobody do a Google search. Yeah, exactly, man. Epstein, I mean, it goes on forever and ever. And I'm like, how can you be how can you be this blind? And, you know, I asked him in a very respectful, nice way, and he deleted both of my comments, and then he blocked me as a friend. You know, so it's like, man, we're getting into a point where nobody wants to look at the truth, and whatever you fucking believe is fact. And we're never going to be able to talk to anybody on the other side or come to this because we're just going to block them out of our life. And it's a very fucking strange thing, and I don't think people are equipped to deal with it.
You know, I think we just may have answered MF Smokescreen for the third one. You know, as Bill Clinton is being indicted for his part that he played in the sex trafficking ring and aspects along that line.
Hot damn, there's number 3. I did see that, but I haven't done enough research onto it to know if it was 100% or not. Because, man, if that actually happens, that is going to be one of one of the largest spectacles in political history.
Yeah, but there's the third smokescreen, you know, and it's funny, I came to that realization as we talked, because yesterday me and, as you guys know, Joe Rice, we talk about politics all the time, and I had brought up that issue with him, but when I went to go find the story, as it first appeared on Facebook in certain aspects, it was tore down to mainly be focused on Trump, and the Clinton aspects were pretty much removed from each one of the articles that I've already previously read. So, you know, it goes to show you that they do control what is written. They can go back and have publications. So no news reporting agency, no magazine, anything of that caliber can be trusted anymore, because with the swaying of a pen across the check, things so cordially disappear. And
if I could just jump in real quick, Don, I actually saw two MSNBC articles the other day, man, and like this is how deep we're getting into the propaganda. But one of the front page articles was on how this guy could prove that Trump is like using numerology to bring in the end of the world. And then the second one, sure, which had a panel of people, you know, three or four of these little talking heads from Miami and D.C. and New York, and they were talking about how Trump is using subliminal messages in his speech to signal to white Nazis or white supremacist troops. That is on the headline of fucking MSNBC, that Trump is using subliminal messaging in his speeches to signal white nationalist and white supremacist troops, man. Like, we are getting into an absolute fucking joke with most of these mainstream media outlets. And if it weren't for people like you and people like Miletich and, you know, people like even fucking like lefty Jimmy Dore does a great job of pointing out the fact that all of these motherfuckers are paid for, and they are paid to lie to you for whoever the fuck, you know, is signing their check, whether it's left or right. Doesn't matter if it's MSNBC or CNN or, you know, half these fucking guys are working for the CIA and the FBI anyways. Half of them were, the other half worked for fucking Boeing, and they're just getting fed these shitty little answers by whoever's, you know, going to be a big enough robot to fucking ask into them. We're getting just into the absolute upside down world of what they call fucking media and journalism now.
Yeah. You know, I think the only way you're going to find the true sources are through people like me, Pat Miletich, and there's several other tremendous podcasts out there that we'll tell the whole story. I mean, yeah, we'll get beat up for it later, either by the FCC or whatever, but it's a certain aspect that they can't control just yet. They control it on social media because, you know, I go back later to look and find posts removed without being notified or even given a warning why. You know, it's the norm for me every day on social media now. I understand that probably 9 out of every 10 posts that I do are going to be removed. You know, I could do a Facebook Live with you as just a buddy, and it's already going to be construed as a political post. You know, so they've already got me in their own category. You know, shadow banning is real, and, you know, it's pathetic, but that's the way they keep you quiet on social media. But I have noticed an uprising in people speaking back and speaking out. You know, even Pat Miletich has truly come out of his shell and is posting abundantly facts on social media. You know, unless we do this, we don't stand a chance. But, you know, we talk about politics week after week after week. I kind of want to talk about myself today. You know,
beautiful.
Just a moment. Just for a moment. Hey, man, you know, if it wasn't for shows like this and shows like my MMA show on Tuesday, my boxing show on Thursdays, my music show on Sundays, and the years that I put in the sport, I never would have got the opportunity that I did with a new organization. You know, I always say I never wanted to be on camera, but I guess now I'm going to have to sport a haircut and a shave and a jacket, because your boy's going to television.
Yeah, man.
It's different, you know. But the money's good. So the money is good. Let me tell you, you know, I think Pat Miletich said it exactly right, man. Hey, there's more zeros on the end of that check as a commentator than there is as a fighter. So just so y'all know.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know how good I'm going to be at it, but hell, I'm going to give it one hell of a try. Actually, it's nice to get an offer from a promotion that is self-funded. The owner is an entrepreneur. As I actually won the Entrepreneur of the Year award the last 2 years in a row. It's nice to work for a promotion that doesn't have to have sponsorships and be a part of a team and make decisions together, not just one person. And I'll tell you what, that makes a big difference. For the first time in my whole entire career in the sport, I felt it was an opportunity that I needed to take. Well, y'all just don't speak up and say anything now.
Well, my lord, we didn't exactly know that you was done talking about yourself.
Yeah, we were just listening. But, you know, it's one of those situations where...
Travis at least shared in my glory.
What are you talking about? I was letting you guys enjoy it and bask in it. Oh, I'm happy as fuck for you. I'm just sad for everybody that's got to open their eyes and look at you. I'm sure you're going to be fine. Like, you know, maybe if we're going like color commentary, I mean, you ain't going to be no fucking Jerry the King Lawler. But, I mean, I know your ass is going to do good, and I'm happy as fuck for you.
And it just depends on...
So I'm also in the process of packing a bowl, so my occupation... I was occupied elsewhere while y'all was talking.
That's true. That's true. I can confirm that. But I'm going to say that it's going to be a great opportunity for you either way. I mean, you know, knowing the sport and knowing the people around the sport is fucking, you know, you've been in this game so long that is all second nature. It is going to depend on if... You know, if
you're not burning people's eyes out.
No, I mean, if they allow you to be honest and speak your mind. Yeah, but you know you're going to have thick skin, Don. Even just some of the things I said, you know you're going to have thick skin, because even just some of the stuff we talk about on this radio,
you're
going to
like three times.
They're going to start coming after you for it.
Oh, yeah. People are going to hate you just because they want to hate
that's
you.
That's just the new
world. No, I have a reason.
Oh, it's already began. The hate has already began.
The fuckery is yet to begin, my friend. Yo ass ain't on TV yet. Just wait. Just wait. The fuckery is yet to begin. Onward, Buttercup.
Oh, you know, the thing of it is you know, I've already disclosed and had this conversation with the owner, with the team, and, you know, to quiet my surprise, I can't mention any names because I don't want to jeopardize their you know, the food on their family's tables. But quite a few of the elite personnel and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships has called me to congratulate me, to tell me that Dave Feldman fucked up, that he should have hired me like he said he was going to. He should have took care of me like he did. And they felt that it was a great loss for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, and they commended me and congratulated me on my new job with Bare Knuckle Fighting. And, you know, I gotta say, I never thought I would take a televised aspect in the sport, but, you know, like I said earlier, the money's worth it, but I think it makes it even better when you got a tremendously talented team and a bunch of greats combined. I mean, there's over 8 years.
You know you can't call nobody a libtard, though, right, Don?
I think my boss will let me say anything I want.
That's nice. That's real nice. If that's the case, it's going to work out fine.
Yeah, super cool dude, man. I mean, you know, one thing that I love about a promoter that doesn't want to be in the limelight, doesn't want... He'll put the money up, but doesn't want to try to be in the spotlight or on camera. He just wants to see it succeed. Is a tremendous promoter to me because, you know, the promotion isn't about you. It's about the fighters. It's about the sport. And don't know. I thought long and hard. I mean, the owner called me for days on end, you know, and I finally called him back, and lo and behold. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the hate is just going to get worse. It's already been tenfold compared to the usual. But, you know, I've been taking the high road. I'm going to maintain the high road because, man, and to my listeners, I hate to put it this way, but I'm just real and I'm blunt. And I don't know how to be any other way. But unless you suck my dick or cook my food or pay my bills, I don't give two shits what you think about me. I really don't.
Hey, shit. Preach, God.
You're the main on my paycheck. I mean, that's life. I mean, should we not say how we truly feel?
No, 100%.
Well, I mean, there are times where you definitely don't want to reveal your perversion. You know what I mean? Far, far better remain silent on that. That's why I wear sunglasses.
Sometimes you got to keep the horses in the stable, Don.
You know what I mean?
Bit.
Some things are just best left unsaid. But yes. I do believe in speaking your mind. It's just at times I just think it's, you know, I'd much rather just stay quiet.
Oh, my God. I think hell just froze over.
I don't say it. There's like 80% of what's in my brain that I don't let come out of my mouth. I've learned that over the years.
Dude, I just took a monster rip of some live resin.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You too good to smoke some resin?
What's that?
Live.
He's smoking resin live? Oh, live. Oh, wait, you ain't got no dabs, dog? Don't feel bad. We're on like the skids of it and fucking oops ain't fucking called either one of us back yet. So.
It is dabs, man, but it's just a live resin dab. It's, man.
You ain't smoking resin.
No, hell, fuck no.
Oh, brother, then I don't feel bad for you. Not so glad.
You know you were bringing it back to 1987.
1987, bro, I still get fucking resin balls. I don't give a fuck. I will save them, bitches.
Hey, if a brother's hurting, I'm scraping the bowl. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, get one of those silicone pipes, bro. I'm telling you, you can scrape that bitch out with a toothpick and it just pops off the fucking shit. Like, it just doesn't stick to the silicone.
That's crazy. The future is now. I love my nectar collector, bro. It's the same way.
Very, I don't know. I don't speak 1950s.
That ain't 1950s, man. That's a new
era. To be honest,
weren't you a teenager in the 50s?
That is true, but to be honest, Don, you're probably more high tech with the reefer than MF is.
Oh, guaranteed. Guaranteed, bro. If it gets me high, it gets me high, dog. You know, I don't care what it smells like. I do care what it smells like because fucking low grade just kind of reminds me of the fucking grass you scrape off your shoes when you ran through the field in the school. You know what I mean?
Y'all probably blow the color shit.
I don't give a fuck about the name, dude. I ain't trying to go through the whole process of fucking dabbing. Even rolling a blunt is just too much fucking work right now, dude. I'd much rather just pack a bowl, get on about our shit, and fucking go to town. But no, I know. I get high enough off a bowl myself.
Right, but hey, man, you know what? It took me a long time to kind of converge into resin. But, I tell you what, once I started on the dabs, I don't know, man. I still like my smoke, but on the real,
my leaf, dog. I needs me leaf. I needs me spinach.
But I mean, for you though, Don, too, man. You also used it to get off all the fucking kinds of fucked up pharmaceuticals that they had you on, man.
Not all of them are fucked up.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I am a fan of a few. That's why I don't take
them. Few and far between.
Yeah, that's why I don't take them. I like them too much.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what Antonio McKee brought up, because a lot of people, when I did a live with him the other day, a lot of people want to ridicule me because I ain't going to bullshit you. You asked me if I smoke. Fuck yeah, I do. But like he brought up, you know,
right.
I do.
Doesn't everybody?
For medicinal purposes. You know, what people don't fucking understand, I mean, I ain't going to lie, I've smoked this since I was 13, but at the same time, I've been sick for over 20 years, They had me on 380 milligrams of methadone a day. They had me on 120 milligrams of morphine a day. They had me on fentanyl patches. They had me on, and I got off all of that just by smoking some bud. So if y'all want to ridicule me, go the fuck ahead. But I'd rather be a pothead than a pillhead any day of the motherfucking week.
Amen.
You know, and that's the truth. I mean, honestly, if God created it, I ain't got a problem with it. You know, on the real.
I mean, that's another smokescreen, man, on the fact that if everybody has a plant that alleviates so many of these fucking pharmaceuticals, you know, I mean, the fucking, what was it? Who was that?
Well, what do you think they're hating Clinton, bro? I'm not Clinton, but Trump. Why do you think they're hating Trump? Because he wants to legalize it federally.
Yeah.
If he legalizes marijuana federally, goodbye, pharmaceutical companies. See you later.
Well, that's just it. He's trying to usher in the new form of capitalism with fucking that shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly how he did it. He's like, oh, yeah, we kick pharmaceuticals out and bring in the new shit. Oh, and guess who hated it? Oh, King Donkey Dick himself, the orange man.
And fucking hemp can be used for every fucking thing. It is like the world's most renewable resource.
The suits, the shoes.
Paper. Fucking paper.
Fuel. It's seven times better at making ethanol than fucking corn is. Seven times better, and it grows in a fucking year, and it doesn't rape the soil. It's a fucking alien plant.
Probably is.
Oh, dumb, like man. It. You know, it doesn't rape the soil, but you still got to watch out for Travis and your sheep. But, you know, it's still all good.
There's definitely some bugs in that soil, let me tell you. Thinking about nematodes and lactobacillus.
Yeah. but on a serious note, man, you know, I just kind of don't want to touch bases with people on, you know, clarifying some things because, you know, it's coming out of the woodwork now that I smoke. Fuck. I told my boss I smoked in the first 5 minutes. And I also told him in the first 5 minutes if I didn't like him, I'd have told him to fuck off. You know, that's just how I am in life. You know, I feel should be straightforward and blunt. Otherwise, there's no purpose in even talking. You ain't going bullshit a bullshitter. You know, you can't play a boy from the hood. So, you know, I get 300-plus phone calls a day. And most of them are, you know, sir, have you seen our fine goods from Pakistan? Man, get the fuck out of here. But generally, you know, it's people trying to sponsor me or this and that. And there's two things you can't say about me. You can't say I ain't loyal, and you can't say I won't stand up for myself. And if you don't like the way I preach, hey, bro, go to a different church because I don't need you in my pulpit. You know, that's on the real. And that's why my radio show keeps growing. And that's why I keep getting the respect that I do because we say what we truly mean. We say what people are truly afraid to say but really feel. And it's sad that society has to be degraded to that aspect and empowered, you know, their empowerment being taken away by the government through a social media aspect. They're being played as clowns and they don't even fucking know it. You know, and it's sickening. You know, say it like it really is. Everybody is truly being played for a bitch because they believe everything they see on social media is factual. Man, get the fuck out of here. Travis.
I mean, and that, a lot of this, man, I feel like is, you know, it's this fucking PC culture that people have been raised in their entire lives, you know. People take words as violence now. And it's like one thing that I can say with 100% conviction with all of us is, you know, none of us are claiming that we're 100% right. These are our opinions. This is like the way that we look at different particular aspects. But every one of us is fucking honest. And we're going to honestly tell you what we think about things, whether or not you like it. We're not proclaiming to be fucking right. But, I mean, when you have people who are taking just words and conversation and debate, and you know, they're equating it to being physical violence, it's fucking ridiculous, and it starts to break down our society. You know, it is the first step in taking away the right of free speech and, you know, and thought policing going on. Is when people aren't allowed to debate and conversate and say how they honestly feel. You know, everyone wants to put on this fucking Facebook face and this little shadow that they present to the world that isn't really fucking them anymore. And it's, you know, it is, I think that that is one of the biggest things that, that is degrading society.
I have to agree with you, MF. What are your thoughts, bro?
I don't see your thoughts. But first and foremost, yeah, I don't argue with fools, so I don't necessarily fucking engage myself in conversation. I'd much rather stay quiet around and give my opinion some of the times because it's just trying to teach a monkey how to play chess, dude. It's a fucking bother. I mean, number two, I don't get concerned and don't involve myself in human affairs. That's all that fucking shit is. It's stupid humans sitting there arguing and bickering about what fucking their differences are and every little fucking thing that they can. First world problems, mind you. Mind you, all this shit's first world problems because people that are starving and worry about fucking where they're going to sleep, eat, anything of that nature. I'm not even talking about the homeless in the first world. I'm talking about people just living in, like, third world. You know what I mean? Yeah, people in fucking Yemen. It fucking baffles me. It absolutely fucking baffles me. I don't get it. Everybody's just sitting there arguing over fucking politics, race, worrying about, oh, we need to fucking not have guns, and, oh, well, this person's fucking this, and this person's doing this, and, oh, we got 98 fucking genders, all while people are getting fucking slaughtered, and there's still fucking human trafficking going on in fucking Africa, and fucking people still buying diamonds, like, ridiculously. You know, you got all this fucking virtue signaling, you know, and a lot of these people are fucking involved in the music industry, and it's like, oh, how much bling do you got? Yeah, where'd those diamonds come from? Oh, but that doesn't matter. Oh, you got an iPhone? Yeah, so fucking cheap child labor means nothing to you. You know, so it's fucking ridiculous. You know, that's why I said, like, I try not to even get involved in fucking human affairs because that's how fucking pathetic and, like, petty it really is to me. But there's all kinds of other fucking problems. And you got people who are trying to make changes like you, you know, are trying to fucking help out, and they get snuffed out. People hate them. They're either afraid or they disagree or whatever the fucking case may be. So, you know, I just try to do the best I can to fucking help out, and I just do it behind the scenes. You know what I mean? If I can change somebody's mind by having a conversation with them.
Let me ask you this, and I don't mean to cut you off. You know, if there was fucking 78, 79, 126, 176 different fucking genders, you know, would you say that why aren't people being born with a Swiss utility knife down there instead of a penis and a pussy? I mean, come on, bruh. I mean, the way I look at it is like this fucking gender shit, you know, I ain't gonna knock anybody for being freaky. You know, I'm not. Y'all could do whatever the fuck you want. You could be your fucking grandma's uncle's brother's sister. Hey, to each his motherfucking own. But word to the wise, I catch you fucking with a little kid, I'm going to cut your dick off, bruh. I'm going to fucking beat the fuck out of you. If you're a woman, transgender, fucking whatever, you fuck with a little kid, and mark my words, I will fuck you up. You know,
that's
the only problem I got with this whole fucking, you know, they can call themselves fucking whatever the fuck they want, but allowing the pedophile aspect to be added to the LGBTQ, man, get the fuck out of here with your queer asses.
That is where the line is drawn in the sand. And you know, my personal opinion that I've said on here many times is I don't think people are fucking adults at 18 anymore. I don't think we should have 16-year-olds should be allowed to drive. I think we should probably wait till people's fucking brains are fully formed. I mean, you know, speaking of, you know, people on TV and just this random human affairs bullshit. You see the shit with Mario Lopez? Mario Lopez was asked a question about three-year-olds taking hormones to change their gender. And he simply replied with, I don't think we should be giving babies any kind of hormones until they're, you know, developed after childhood. And, of course, he got fucking absolutely mobbed, had to apologize to everyone, talk about how ignorant and insensitive his fucking remarks were over the argument of giving a three-year-old hormones to change their gender. The three-year-old doesn't have fucking language. You know, I knew 12 and 13-year-old kids who thought they were fucking dinosaurs, all right? Like, what the fuck is going on that we don't allow children to, you know, participate in any of these what we call adult things, 18 and plus, drinking, smoking, you know, but yet now we're going to do something that alters the fucking child forever?
Like, it is such an easy line to draw in the sand, but yet it's being pushed to this completely opposite, like, you know, nobody is making fucking sense anymore. And as a society, we have to stand up and stand together for what is right and for these pieces of shit like Jeffrey Epstein and every single one of these big elite Hollywood fucking pedophile motherfuckers. I mean, there's been 30 in the past fucking year, and they're all linked together, man. It's like something has to be done about this. It is where a line is drawn in the sand, and we have a fork to split in the road. We can't go down the absolute craziness path of children should be allowed to, you know, change their fucking gender back and forth and do irreparable damage to them.
Exactly. You know, I don't know, you know, I was sitting back here listening to you talk, and I'm a fucking father, dude. And I look back at my kid when he was 3, 5, 7, 9, and you know, it breaks my heart knowing that kids these days don't get the opportunity to understand life like mine did. You know, you go just south of me and you got kids that are being married away at 13. Haven't even had their menstrual cycle yet, but yet being married away. And, you know, you see these memes on social media, you know, about incest, you know, mother, brother, Uncle Tommy and me, we had a child together and all this shit. But you know what? In reality, that shit's real. You know, there's places in the United States, and people don't realize this, there's places still in our own fucking country that don't have running water in their own houses because they're way up in the hills. They don't have bathrooms. They don't have the standard of living that we do, you know. And so when you look at it that way, and you got a huge family, and these people are way back, I mean, that part of life exists. Does it make it right? No. But the point being is, we have to take back our beliefs. We can't let others construe, portray, and change our beliefs simply by fucking words on a phone, a tablet, a PC. You know, that's not life, man. If you set down the fucking phone and do it for a month, you'll get a better understanding of who you are. You know, I was actually glad when they fucking blocked me on Facebook, because it made me realize that it was fucking nice to be away from social media for a minute. You know, I started doing things that I hadn't done in years. And it just breaks my heart that these people think it's right to sexually manipulate our children. I don't give a fuck if you're a grown-ass woman that likes elephant dick. That's your own prerogative. But leave the fucking kids out of it. You know, go back to when you were a kid and you were 12 or 13 years old. You know, it cracks me up because this shows the transition in time. You look at the Bill Cosby days, all these people coming back. Oh, Bill raped me. Oh, Bill did this. But now, fuck, Bill would be commended for it. Fuck, they would give him a pudding pop. You know? What the fuck?
It's the overest, man. The snake eating its own tail.
I mean, am I wrong? If Bill Cosby would have been tried in our times now, would he have not been commended instead of ridiculed?
I mean, at this point, man, I don't. Anything can go any direction, and it's where you like almost can't even predict where the fuck it's going to go next, because it's just getting more and more ridiculous, you know? We're not living in a fucking tribe on an island with 60 fucking people, all right? And we're breeding to keep the population of the fucking Earth alive, you know? I mean, it's like, are we going to all adopt some common fucking sense here? Because I mean, you know me, Don. This whole
20 years from now thing and that phone being put into your fucking head with some kind of, you know, neural link that fucking Elon Musk is doing, you know, it is the Matrix. It is the Matrix was a documentary. Like, we're getting into a weird fucking time where people are merging with technology, and it's going to do something to human beings that has never been done to them in the history of forever. You know, I mean, I am just as scared about, you know, children who are growing up with a phone from the times that they're 4 and 5 years old and having access to the internet. You know, I am just as worried, I think, about that as I am anything else going on to the future, because for all of human civilization, 200,000 years, as far as we know, excluding, you know, whatever you want to believe about pyramids, you know, people haven't had this kind of intrusive technology, and it's fucking fundamentally changing people. And these algorithms are created to make people fucking angry and to, you know, incite bad reactions. So it's people now more than ever have to connect with fucking common sense and with your morals, with objectivity, logic, and reasoning. You know, you have to treat everybody as a fucking individual, but yet also, you know, have lines drawn in the sand to where it's like, no, it's not fucking okay to have an 11-year-old fucking transgender boy in a thong dancing for grown men. It's not fucking okay. Everybody there needs to go to fucking prison.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, we look at the show, God, we've been doing this show for deep. And, you know, it's kind of crazy looking back, but I'm kind of along the lines with MF, man. You know, when you repeat the same rhetoric or the same aspect, it becomes a broken record. And I'm not going to let our show become that. I mean, yeah, we're still going to, you know, keep our thoughts, put our thoughts out there. But, you know, we're going to diversify and bring bigger and broader spectrums and different scenarios to the show, because I'm a little burnt out on the political basis and aspects of things. We'll keep you up to date on everything with Canada, Palestine, the United States, and everything, you know, as such. And we'll come on, we'll still do the show like we do, but we'll add different aspects and different variances to it, because I believe the audience deserves to hear more than just the same aspects week in, week in, out. You know, it's like...
Think you can handle it?
Can you handle it? Big Johnny's even afraid to call in anymore.
Actually, I talked to him today. He's been fucking busy since this morning, dude. Like, he's pulling, like, I think, like a 12-hour shift or some shit.
Yeah. Hey, it's good, bro, because today has been a crazy... Like you said, the hate has already started, and it's like, fuck, I haven't even did my first event yet. And... It's pathetic, man. Grown man acting like little bitches. You know, that's the sad thing. And come say it to my face, homie. Just come say it to my face. My titanium.
Hell, man. The next time, man, once you get on TV, just wait until the fucking bots start coming. And then it's just overwhelming 6 and 7, 8 thousands of nameless, faceless fucking, you know, computers that are fucking coming at you. Because that's the next level, even beyond what you're getting now.
Yeah, and if things go good, which I know they will, man, I don't want to be a pretty boy. I just want to be a dude in the shadow. Hand me the mic, I'll do it from a distance.
That's because you're colluding with Russia, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's Russian.
Fuck, yeah. I'll take me some Ivanka Trump any day. I'll collude with that.
Yeah, we heard on that Trump here, he might actually try and take you to bare knuckle fighting.
Hey, right? He might invite me to the White House like he did that little bitch Colby Covington.
Hey, he called Colby before and after that fight as well. It was one of the funniest phone calls I'd ever heard. He said, "Oh yeah, Mr. President, I've seen your big old bricks of hands. Oh no, I get hit by you. I was just dying." I was like, "What?" Kiss the rings, Kobe. Kiss the rings.
Yeah. Or should you say, can we count the rings around Colby's lips after that phone call?
Hey, I hope the Trump really called Derek Lewis. I remember the Derek Lewis's last fight of the interview. He said, "Yeah, you know, Trump called me before this. Told me I need to knock this Russian motherfucker out." I hope that is true.
I just want Usman to fucking annihilate Colby Covington.
Yeah, that's
right. With that being said, we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to hand the mic to my man, Mr. Travis Hyland. Your final closing words and thoughts, my brother.
Man, just to give, you know, shout out to the people who are out here, you know, doing a lot of the fucking work that I end up parroting. You know, people like Jeffrey Wilson, people like Pat Miletich, fucking Sam Tripoli, Greg Carlwood, you know. There's a lot of, you know, and even the super lefty Jimmy Dore does a great job of pointing out just how much of, like, you know, the lies and the bullshit we're getting spoon-fed every day. So, I mean, you know, shout out to all those guys and, you know, people now more than ever, like we say, you know, stand for your morals and your ethics, but you also have to support what you love, you know, and you got to support, you know, people who are out here, you know, honestly looking for the truth and who are, you know, taking these unpopular opinions that, you know, like you, getting fucking shadow banned for trying to talk about real issues that are, you know, coming after everybody every day. And not even shadow banned, but permanently banned. You know, there are so many people who are speaking the truth, yet are getting censored and fucking torn down. And, you know, so it's more important now than ever that, you know, viewers and people listening, you know, support these people who are out there taking the fucking risk and doing the real work and doing real journalism. Because mainstream media is fucking dead. You have to find good journalists who are speaking the truth.
Hey, man, you know, hey, I hate to clown on you, but you left out your homie, Don Lemon.
Hey, Don Lemon is a real American hero, okay?
I had to throw a low blow in. I'm just kidding you, homie. Oh, he doesn't know what side he wants to be on. That nigga's three-faced, you know.
Who signed his check last? Is it Pepsi or is it Coke? Pepsi Coke most recently, so it tastes better.
Hey, I'll say it like it is, you know, because when we grew up, it ain't even a racist terminology, and I don't care if you take it as one. If you told me one thing and then ran to the other person and told them something else, you was a house nigga. Don Lemon, you a house nigga. You know, plain and simple, you a house nigga, bruh. I mean, straight from the hood to reality, take it how you want. But MF,
damn, dog, how many times are you going to say it?
Yeah, sure. Like, take this firecracker.
Right? I'm going to drop the N-bomb like three times. And then, oh, here you go. Like, take it. It's like, oh, thanks, dog. Like, I like playing with knives.
Swiss Army knives.
Fuck off, bro. That was like a double-edged sword you just handed me right there. So I'm going to do something extra fucking beautiful with it. Actually, this is something I actually don't think I've ever done, so I always give a thought. But I want to thank everybody that listens, because obviously this show has grown and has helped you fucking do it, whatever you needed to do. And, you know, your show has fucking grown in, like, a stupendous way. You know what I mean? So I want to thank everybody that's fucking listening. But with that being said, too, how Don was talking about changing up the subject and everything else, call in. You don't even really got to converse with us if you don't want to, but if you got a subject you want us to talk on, I'd fucking love to answer for you.
Yeah.
Questions, statements, anything. Anything for churchy, anything that pikes your interest, I don't care. I'm down to fucking talk about it. But there are some things where I just, like I said, if it's something that's not worth speaking on, then I'm just not going to speak on it.
It'll always be respectful conversation.
Always. Always. Just like an actual shout out. Like, I hope. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That Chipotle dude, like, I want to know how the story went. I want to know. Like, I'm curious. He was the first and only ever person to call in that we didn't know who he was. And he was dead serious about taking his girlfriend to Chipotle dude, like, I hope he's winning with her. I hope he moved in and knocked her up, got a ring on her, like whatever the fuck he was doing. Because he had to keep her, bro. You know what I mean? If chick's going to go to fucking Chipotle with you for like 4 years straight and you're worried about it, like, dog, she's down to go Chipotle with you on Valentine's Day for 4 years straight. Bro, you're winning. Like she's all yours, dog. Like, you're doing everything else right. If she don't care about Valentine's Day like that, dude, you know what I mean? Score.
Wife her up, dog. It could have been McDonald's and she still would have been happy.
You know what I mean? That's why I want to hear the story, dude. Like, people want to know how the story ends. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't find Chipotle guy.
Yeah, like inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, so Chipotle guy, if you're out there and you're still listening, hey, brother, give us a call, man. We We might even bring you on an episode with us just for the fun of it, bro. That's how we roll, man. We don't discriminate. We might show a little hate, but we don't discriminate.
Right. I still remember it. You know what I mean? It's been at least like 2 years, and I still remember that shit.
Almost definitely. On that,
I just wish I could remember the dude's name.
Yeah, I can't either. But that was a cool day, man. I kind of like that. But on that note, we got just about a minute left, and peace, my brothers. Thank you for helping me become successful in life. And where I go, we all go. With that being said, much love and respect, and peace out, homies.
One love.
Later.
I said, where I come from.